Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the first epistle of John, chapters 4 to 5. Our God is greater than our greatest problem. We read in 1 John chapter 4 verses 1 to 4 like this. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Apostle John gives us clear parameters about how we can discern if a person is led by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The way we can clearly infer that a person is a child of God is that this person will freely confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh on this earth. In other words, the person must accept Jesus Christ as God who took on human form, came into this world as a baby, born to a virgin in Bethlehem, died a lowly death on the cross, and was resurrected on the third day. It is true that we, as the children of God, have the power and authority to overcome all evil forces, for the God who dwells in us is greater than Satan who is in the world. The Spirit of God calls on us to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and to commit our lives to Him. Let us remember that our God is greater than the greatest problem we face today, for He is the Almighty God, El Shaddai. There is no one on this earth or outside it who can match His strength and power. Our God is stronger than anything or anybody who will come against us, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Since God is in charge over everything, as His children, we do not need to be afraid or fearful, as we have the authority and power from God over demons, sickness, and even death. In its hostility to God, the world is pervaded by the purposes of the devil, who has captured the human race through temptation. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. One way we can overcome by recognizing false teachers and refusing to follow them. By the illumination of the Holy Spirit, who is greater than Satan, we can overcome deceiving teachers. Since our God is greater than our greatest problem, let us abide under His shadow and not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day. Let us rest assured that victory is already ours in Jesus Christ.